This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial on in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, joining you, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, going right into your phone calls here. And then coming up, got a couple of emails and other fun stuff for you. We'll go first to Matt in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
I actually heard the segment on WKBK this morning. Ian, you were on about your run for mayor.
Right. It's not really me that's running for mayor. I guess technically
right.
It is, but I was running for mayor as nobody with the intent of allowing voters for the very first time ever to actually vote for nobody, because I would pledge to not take office and nor would I be attending any of the meetings. So that was my intention. The city people in Keene did their best and, have kept me off the ballot at this point.
Yeah, I realized that. I just wanted to call because you mentioned having a write-in candidacy.
Yep, that's something that I'm considering doing. I don't see any reason to not do it. I'm sure they'll just disqualify me again, even if 10, because the rules are very simple. There's not a lot of detail, and that's one of the nice things about working on as far as doing politics in New Hampshire on a local level, it's very simple. There's no reporting requirements or anything like that. It's really relatively stress-free as far as the actual governmental hoops that you need to jump through. And so in order to get on as a write-in candidate, you just have to have basically 10 votes, and they'll plug you in supposedly at that point. But, again, they're trying to disqualify my voter's registration. So who knows if 10 people write me
in. Lawyers will figure out some reason that you don't belong there.
Who knows what strings they will pull to assure that I do not make it onto the general election ballot.
You never know, because I don't know about the 10 votes thing. I actually have been town auditor where I live 2 years running, and I had literally 3 votes both years. And it was just me and then 2 other people. And
well, you're right. It's not necessarily point of information. The other qualification or the other detail up here, at least as I understand it in New Hampshire, is it's either 10 votes or 10% of the vote total. So if only 10 people vote, you can get 1 vote, and that'll be good enough.
That isn't going to happen in Keene.
One is lower, basically.
Ah, I see. That makes sense.
Yep.
I was just calling in because I didn't actually think I would make it in. I literally just said, hey, why don't I vote for myself? I mean, there's no one on the ballot. Why not? So I did, and won. Actually, the first year, 2008, I wasn't supposed to win because the other guy who was a write-in candidate against me had 7 votes, but it turns out he wasn't registered to vote, so he can't take office.
Uh-huh. So what is the seat that you won?
Town auditor.
What does that mean?
You know, I couldn't figure it out.
Do you audit the finances for the town?
Supposedly, but, I mean, all their records were supposed to be open for me, but when I went in, they tried to check the RSAs and see what actually a town auditor does, because they've had them in the past, obviously, but they couldn't find an RSA detailing what an elected town auditor does, just the independent auditing companies.
I was just thinking recently about the political opportunities up here in New Hampshire. They really are pretty accessible. I mean, I have to put it out there to those people that are listening to this show that are really interested in getting involved in politics, or that are involved in politics and are frustrated where they are in their part of the country, their part of the world, they're frustrated by the system and how difficult it is. Obviously, the system is entrenched here to some extent, and they do want to keep things the way, I mean, it's the good old boys network to some extent. They want to keep things how they are. But at the same time, there was one of those meetings where they have these master planning sessions. Sounds very Orwellian, and it is, I'm sure. I haven't been to one of them, but it's one of those things where they invite the public out for their input. Now, whether your input actually ends up mattering in the scheme of things, I don't know. It could just be for show, but I was looking at the footage from a recent event where they had one of these master planning sessions, and there was maybe 15, 20 people, it seemed, from the footage. I mean, maybe they didn't shoot the entire room, but the chairs were just empty. And this is in a city like Keene, where there's a fairly large population. I said on the Free Keene forums there that a core of 3 to 5 politicos getting active could really kind of change the tone of the political system, I think, here in Keene. I just by going to a meeting like that where they're asking people for input, I think the topic was something like how a vibrant economy, you know, how to encourage a vibrant economy. And of course, well, you should get the government the hell out of the way. I mean, that's how you encourage a vibrant economy, is you allow people to keep their money and make decisions for themselves as to what to do with it, and the economy will be just fine on its own.
Yeah, the economy doesn't need the government's input.
Right, it doesn't need to step in and grant favors or whatever.
The government can only mess up the economy. Well,
the economy is us, each individual making their own decisions for their own lives and their own benefit.
So,
and the whole idea that some grand poobah up in the ivory towers is going to run the economy or fix the economy is absurd, and that's why we're so messed up now. The true rebuilding of the economy will be from the bottom up.
And so I just wanted to encourage people. You know, there's a lot of opportunity up here for those of you that are interested in that sort of thing. And Keene's one of the more, you know, politico-active kind of towns. It's a very lefty place to be. You'd think there'd be more participation in something like that, but there really wasn't. So it's pretty much wide open. Even the at-large council race isn't even full of candidates. I mean, there's enough candidates that there will have to be a vote, but there's not enough candidates to fill out all the slots on the ballot.
This is true in just about everybody's town.
Yeah.
But up here in New Hampshire, where it seems like other Free Staters are getting involved, some of them are getting elected in three colossal write-in votes to the town auditor position, although we don't know necessarily what that is. I mean, there's Free Staters in all kinds of positions all over the state. I mean, things are happening in this state.
I'm willing to bet you, though, that the positions that aren't being filled are the ones that don't pay anything. The high-paying bureaucrat positions,
oh, yes.
Believe me, those are
we're
going for
no,
those.
No, I got a whopping $200 a year if I actually, took the oath. But the second year, I didn't actually take the oath. And the first year, they couldn't tell me what to do, so I never got cut the check.
I couldn't take an oath like what they have written down. You have to swear an oath to the United States. I think that
go in every week or so and just hassle the crap out of the people in the office. Look, I'm here to audit you. So I'm supposed to be auditing something. Find me something to audit.
Give me some paperwork. Records.
Get out of your desk. I'm gonna sit down here and go through your drawers.
Number of crumbs on the desk.
I might try that.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, after having seen that, I'm starting to feel a sense of hope for the political process. I still think it's slow. I think it's trudging. I think it's arduous. I think it, in many cases, can be very stressful and difficult for the people that engage in it. I know that Julia, when she tried to run, my girlfriend, when she tried to run for political office, it was a traumatizing event for her. And whether everyone will take it that way, I don't know. I'm sure there are people that will eat this stuff up, right, that are really into it.
I think that the lesson to be learned here is that the larger the town, the more vicious they're going to be in their politics.
You think that's true?
Yeah.
Small town politics isn't nasty? No, I mean, you've got that Pam Martin's woman, there's this woman that lives
awful.
Out where you live that just, she
doesn't
writes hit pieces.
She doesn't run for anything, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
she's going to come out of the woodwork, though, if you're trying to go for something like if you, a Free Stater, are trying to actually run for some sort of political position.
I'm not going to run for anything because I work.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't. I can't do all their positions are 7 p.m., is when their meetings are. I work at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and that's what I said on the radio today is one of the reasons why I would not ever want to become one of these things is because I've got work to do. I've got other things to do with my day, which is, of course, why you tend to see people who are in their 60s and 70s running for these political seats. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in Keene this year because we do have another liberty-oriented candidate in the race. This time around, instead of it being Julia, who was kind of an outsider, she had just arrived here in New Hampshire at the time that she ran. I mean, she'd been here for a year, I think, at that point. And the guy running this time around, Nick Ryder, is a New Hampshire native. So he's not a Free Stater. They can't hit him with that one. They'll say he is. They'll try to label him as somebody who associates with the Free State. project.
They'll probably even just call him.
They may. It wouldn't be accurate, of course. And so it'll be interesting to see how he plays out, because he's a Keene native. The guy's been in this area his entire life. His dad is on the local radio station as a newsman, so who knows? We'll certainly let you know what happens. More on the way here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So enjoy those, including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And, of course, we are talking about some of the activist opportunities up here in New Hampshire, how ripe it is for all kinds of activism. Some people are into politics, and there are some great opportunities here for that. Also, there's more liberty-oriented civil disobedience here than anywhere else in the world, not to mention more liberty media here than anywhere else in the world, all concentrated right here in our little place called New Hampshire. We invite you here as part of the Free State Project. If you love freedom and you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime, I challenge you to find a better opportunity. Really, we've been asking people for years on this show to point out a better idea than concentrating liberty activism in one geographic area. That's what the Free State Project is
and
about.
Often people, most people agree with that, but then sometimes they'll come up with other ideas. Well, what about Costa Rica? What about Zug, Switzerland? Yeah. What about Hong Kong? What about Wyoming?
It's hard enough to get people to move to New Hampshire. As far as, at least if you're moving from within the 50 states,
yeah,
it's you don't have to fill out paperwork yet.
Not to that point. Not a lot of paperwork to be filled out to move from one state to another. And, you know, you've just got to kind of ask yourself, like, how many concentrations of liberty-oriented activists can there really be in the world? I mean, it's hard enough to get the Free State Project, get them moved for the Free State Project. I mean, how many other places do you want to do it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. This is the place where the liberty activists are congregating.
You know, and it's the place, the only one that's had a movement behind it for coming up on a decade. I mean, the original genesis of the idea was back in 2001, so we're a couple of years away from basically the 10th anniversary of the idea of the Free State Project. It was in 2003, I believe, which the time at which the vote was it 2003?
Sounds right.
The vote was taken, and then people started moving shortly after that, so it's just been more people year after year have been moving up here to New Hampshire, and there's new people arriving here every single week. It's great, and it just keeps getting better as new people come and they bring new ideas up here and they shake things up. I mean, there's one guy in Manchester that just blew into town and just all of a sudden made Manchester, put him on the map with his activism. I mean, showing up at the police station holding a butt of cannabis in his hand and not getting arrested for it. It was amazing.
Yeah, maybe you can answer this question. What seems to be the most popular area now for incoming people?
I'd say Manchester. Keene's up there. Yeah. A lot of times if you're going over to the Free State Project forums, you'll see people posting where they're trying to decide between Manchester and Keene. Obviously, Manchester has the more urban flavor, not that there is such a thing as anything urban in New Hampshire.
Oh, it's urban.
That's a stretch. I'd say that's a stretch.
It's the largest city in New Hampshire.
It is.
It's not New York City, but it's urban. I mean,
It's a city, but it's not anything of any significant size. I mean, the general population, I think, is 100,000. The county itself, maybe 400,000.
That's what we want.
Yeah. So Manchester is certainly a destination simply due to its size, proximity to other population centers and things like that. But
Keene is such a cool town, though.
It is. It's great. So anyway, freestateproject.org. Go learn more and get active. Come on up here because, really, what's happening where you are? I mean, if you've got a great liberty movement where you are, call in and tell us about it. I'd love to hear about it. I mean, we try our best to cover anything that's happening out there from a liberty perspective. And where things are happening, I want to, I want to acknowledge it. I want to say they've got something going on. I'll acknowledge that the guys over at Freedom's Phoenix, I think they're one of the more exciting movements out there in the liberty, the sub-movements, if you will, of the overall liberty movement. I think some of those folks would be great up here in New Hampshire. I don't know if they have any plans to do such a thing, but, I'll acknowledge it where it's happening. I just don't know what kind of impact they're going to have in a place like Phoenix, where the population is probably
ex-Californians.
Probably close, as far as numbers, though, is probably close just in Phoenix to the total population of New Hampshire.
And it doesn't have the sovereignty issue that a state does.
And you've got Joe Arpaio to deal with. I mean, the cops here, I'm sure there's some corruption.
The deck isn't stacked quite so heavily against you here.
I imagine there are corrupt cops in New Hampshire. There just have to be because that's the nature of the business. But they just don't have that scary flavor up here that they do down south.
And they seem a lot more professional.
It's my impression.
And less aggressive.
Toll-free number. That doesn't mean they won't put you in a cage for something that something peaceful, but
I just said less aggressive.
And we had New Hampshire law enforcement officer Brad Jardis on the show last night. He's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That guy alone, I think, is a real significant factor here in New Hampshire. I mean, just one man inside the system and the things that he can do and the attention that he can get. Some people blew him off in the early days, but Brad Jardis is a perfect example of how it is that showing the bureaucrats the message of liberty in a positive manner, in a compassionate manner, in a loving, forgiving manner is something that brings them closer to you and helps them understand the ideas of freedom and hopefully helps them internalize those and over time take steps towards us. Brad Jardis is the poster boy for that process, because when we moved here, Mark, remember when we went out and we had lunch with him?
Yeah.
In Manchester, we met him for lunch because we'd heard about him. This was the one cop that was in law enforcement against prohibition who's an actual on-duty police officer. So, you know, we had to meet the guy, right? And he was at that time talking about how he didn't think civil disobedience was the right way to do things and that, you know, you got to work within the system. And he still, I'm sure, supports working within the system. I think, you know, I'll support whatever works. But he's also now fully supporter of civil disobedience. And he's come in a long way in his understanding.
He wouldn't have called himself a libertarian either. He was basically just a guy who believed that, drugs should be legalized because there's, you know, that it doesn't make any sense for them to be illegal. And I think that, you know, I think he's come a very long way in that area, too. The fact
can you imagine what would have happened if everybody who loved freedom would have treated him like a pig or some, piece of dirt because he's a cop?
Right. And that's an important point, is that you have to treat everybody with equal love and compassion no matter what your biases are. But I wanted to add about drug prohibition is that there's several Latin American countries now, including Mexico and a few others, that are actually decriminalizing small amounts of drugs, which is a great trend.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, remember, Mark, about 6 months ago when they had that homeschool hearing at the state capitol?
Yeah.
Well, there was a state trooper there who was a homeschool dad who got up and spoke, and he was total libertarian. I was really impressed with him. And there's been a few cops I've met in New Hampshire like that. He wasn't the only one.
Yeah, they are, from my experience, the police up here are just a cut above, at least from where I only have experience down in Florida, so I can just say that they were scary down there. Up here, not so much. In fact, we were driving today out on one of the state roads, and we saw this state trooper who'd pulled over an old lady, and he was doing something in her trunk. They had some stuff that was out on the road, and of course, my immediate thought was, oh, he's searching that old lady's car. And Julia pointed out that it's likely that he was just helping her change a tire.
Yeah.
Because they're just more likely to do something like that up here than they would be elsewhere.
Well, I've been places,
that's how I feel.
I've been places where the cops will, you'll have a flat tire, they'll say, well, call a wrecker, and they'll drive off.
Right, if they stop.
If they stop.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Well, for all I know, they might do that to you or I, but this one was an old lady, and so that was good. You know, he was doing something that was useful.
He's protecting and serving.
Right. It's nice when you see people in those roles actually doing something useful. Stop pulling people over for speeding and having a joint or whatever the hell.
Yep.
Lack of seat belt.
Cop here in Keene pulled over, didn't have any idea who I was or anything like that. Just sat with me until the record came.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want here. We'll share with you one man's path to liberty here in a few more moments. And take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy.
the public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features, including the Facebook profile. You can go, you can become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. Facebook, if you don't have an account yet, you might not be on the internet. It seems like everybody has a Facebook account if they access the internet. It's a very popular thing. So head over to facebook.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. All for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com.
All right, so we continue here. I want to go to an email that came in recently from a newbie to the Liberty Movement. And it's always fun hearing how people get here, because everybody has their own story, right? I mean, everybody started somewhere. Usually it's wherever your parents bring you up, and then one, two, three things happen, and all of a sudden you're in a completely new paradigm. So Nicholas writes in from Nebraska. He says, "Hey guys, my name's Nick, and I thought I'd share with you my story of my path to liberty. My embrace of liberty was, in retrospect, probably a couple of years in the making, but came over me rather quickly just this year." And we've been talking about how, on this program, we've been discussing how, with the advent of the internet and how prolific the liberty message is becoming, it's getting easier to bring people on board with very principled ideas in a quicker manner. I mean, for instance, Mark, you and I, it took us a long time to advance in our thinking to where we are today, and we've talked to other people that have had similar advancements in a half of the amount of time that it took you and I.
Yes.
And it's just, for whatever reason, they're just out there more available.
Well, you're in Florida.
The information it just wasn't out there.
And it is now, and then, of course, you've got things like the Ron Paul campaign and other more prominent issues that are helping draw people in. So let me continue here. He says, earlier in this decade, when I was in my late teens, I actually considered myself a Marxist socialist who believed in the whole dictatorship of the proletariat nonsense and that capitalism was an evil, oppressive system that needed to be overthrown in a workers' revolution. I even participated in socialist groups in my original hometown of Seattle. I mean, yep. Mark, you used to sound familiar. You used to consider yourself an anarcho-commie, right?
It, absolutely true. And I think that what it sort of indicates is that you're interested in the idea of, you know, political systems, what works best, you know, what's the most fair, what's right, what's just. Mm. And, you know, I think that, that's one of the indications of, you know, early on getting involved in these things. And that's all I cared about. I just wanted a system. I could see the system was bad and wrong.
Yeah.
And I figured there had to be something else. And certainly, we should put people who are in charge of these kind of things in charge of them instead of this, you know, mishmash of haphazard crap that we have going on. Something needs to be fixed here. So the idea of a communist, you know, an anarcho-commie like that basically wants to get in with their little toolbox and get in there and fix the problem.
Well, in his case, he was just a socialist, not necessarily an anarcho-anything.
Especially.
And the other thing is just that people are misinformed about what type of system we've had in their lifetime. People think we've had a free market capitalistic system, and we haven't. But they call it that.
Exactly right. And now we can correct that misinformation relatively quickly and simply because it's so easy now to create our own media. I mean, 10 years ago, Mark, even though the internet existed, it didn't have the same kind of sway as far as influence, as far as people utilizing it for their media purposes. There was no YouTube in the year 2000. So, yeah, you could watch video online, but you'd have to download QuickTime and then download the video. And then, you know, it was a real process, whereas now it's a click and you get to watch whatever you want. I mean, whatever you want. Sometimes you'll stay after the show and we'll just pull up YouTube and watch all kinds of old crap that you just haven't seen in a decade. You can just type in anything you want, and there it is, virtually.
Awesome.
So he says, I even participated in socialist groups in my original hometown of Seattle. As I left Seattle for my first university, eventually I turned away from Marxism, not able to get past the fact that every so-called communist nation in history was also an oppressive, murderous dictatorship. So my views evolved into more...
Right. That's got to be very, very tough for the your average socialist or communist out there. And a communist is a person who basically believes in heaven. Communism is a governmental system where everybody's in charge of everyone else and everybody shares everything equally. There's not even any property.
And it all works out.
Yeah, it all works out. Well, it's never going to happen. There's no, you know, the idea of there being no money or anything like that. That's believing in heaven. Fine. If you want to believe in heaven, be a Christian, not a communist. Whereas the socialist is, I have a system that will work and it's better than anything you can do, so I should be in charge. That's what a socialist believes. They're a control freak. So, you know, most of these ideas that people come up with are, in fact, socialist ideas, not communist.
So my views evolved into more social democratic ideas, pretty much bleeding heart liberalism. I voted Democrat in my first presidential election in 2004 and grieved at Bush's win. As more time passed, my views began to moderate further.
I just grieved at the win. I didn't vote Democrat.
I started thinking that oppressive gun laws were wrong, that raising taxes to solve problems wasn't always the best thing, and being more critical of government's actions, not just big business. By the time the 2008 presidential... You know, that's a good point, because a lot of people that are in that particular paradigm, the lefty paradigm, are really great at attacking corporations, and in many, you know, cases for good reason.
And they're right,
But they completely turned a blind eye to the depredations of the state, of the biggest corporation of them all, the federal government.
And they're always talking about how the big corporations pollute and how they're greedy. Well, the greediest of all are the state. The biggest polluters in the world are the state.
The U.S. military is the biggest... It's bigger than, from what I understand, from Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which is a great book for liberals, by the way, to read and learn about freedom. But
Healing Our World.
Yep. In her book, I think she claims that the U.S. military is a bigger polluter than the top four corporate polluters combined. So what do you say to that, right? And who knows how much you don't know about, right? How much pollution that is the military doing that doesn't even make it onto the books, that somehow is completely under the radar?
What about all the depleted uranium all around
the
world?
That's scary. That is scary stuff. He says, as more times passed, I moderated my views further and became more critical of government's actions, not just big business. By the time the 2008 presidential primaries came around, I'd evolved into a centrist independent. Like so many others, I fell for Barack Obama and his trademark romanticism of change and hope. That and I supported his talk of personal responsibility, lowering taxes for the middle class, and being of a more peaceful, conciliatory leader. I donated money to his campaign and even canvassed for him in the 2nd Congressional District of Nebraska, as I was and am now a student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He ended up winning that district and the first Nebraska electoral vote for a Democrat for president since 1964. It was my little part in making election history. I think what sent me in a much more dramatically different political direction actually came before the election. First was the financial crisis of last fall, seeing the enormous amounts of taxpayer money being given to bailout banks that I thought flat out should have failed made me very angry. Being accused of being a populist by some liberal friends who actually supported Bush's intervention into the economy and who thought not getting involved was wholly irresponsible and would lead to total economic collapse. I thought, why are we trusting those that helped bring us to this point?
Right. I love this this concept. If we don't let the government get involved, the economy will collapse. Hold on. The government was involved, and the economy is sitting on the brink of collapse, if you believe that. So the government brought us here.
They don't know that, though. They believe that it's the lack of regulations. They think that there's no regulations.
There were regulations
businesses.
In the first place.
Yeah, the financial system is one of the most heavily regulated industries in the world.
But yet they pretend as though they're just turning them loose.
Yep, that's the idea. And the fact is, if they put more regulations, they will turn them loose again because they cannot watch these things. They simply cannot watch the government in this, the government cannot simply not watch these banks and these hedge funds and all that other stuff. It's impossible to regulate this
stuff. And there's so much money in it that even if you had regulators who were effective in the beginning, eventually they're going to succumb. They're going to be captured. They're going to become bought off because there were stories about regulators going into Bernie Madoff's office and looking around. Wow, I want to. And they were slipping resumes to the receptionist.
He's got more here on his transition to liberty from being a socialist all the way to freedom. We'll come to the rest of the story here in moments, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Then we'll be talking about flipping off the police. Is it legal? I think a court might be deciding here. Mark will fill us in. More coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
The show is Free Talk Live. That means you can bring up anything by dialing in the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. I just did some Amazon shopping the other day and found everything I was looking for. It's great like that. In fact, sometimes you can find multiple vendors selling the same exact thing. I think I got a 6-foot USB extension cable for something like 90. No, I think it was 5 cents plus $2 shipping or something like that. It was crazy. Just crazy. And crazy in a good way. So amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to your phone calls, but want to wrap up the email here from, I think it's Nathan. Anyway, he's in Nebraska, and he's telling us, Nick. Nick is in Nebraska, is telling us his story about how he came to the ideas of freedom. And what he was pointing out in the beginning, that he initially was a socialist and sort of slowly came more into the, as he describes it, I think some sort of independent centrist, basically, by the time the 2008 election had rolled around, and was suckered in by Obama's siren song, and of course ended up getting disappointed, as he's going to point out here. So he continues the story. Says, I think what sent me in a much more dramatic election was the financial crisis. He basically was accused of being a populist by some of his liberal friends who supported the intervention in the economy. And he said, well, why are we trusting those who helped bring us to this point? That was probably the first real feeling of distrust that came against government, not just Bush, but government, period. While some trust came back after Obama's election, it quickly went downhill. The stimulus package, while I at first supported it grudgingly, I quickly began to wonder if it would actually work, as it appeared to be nothing more than loads of pork barrel spending, digging and refilling holes and building roads and bridges to nowhere. My liberal friends wondering why the spending wasn't larger and that he should spend even more money without any questioning of his policies definitely turned me off. His takeover of the auto industry bothered me greatly, but again, my liberal friend said, we gotta save those jobs! Of course, what I saw was wholly political. The UAW had fully supported Obama and were getting special treatment in return at taxpayer expense. yet another bit of the economic deadweight that I thought should fail.
Not to mention the fact that his biggest supporters in the campaign were big banks.
Obama?
Yes.
I'm sure they've supported McCain, too, right?
They did, but they actually gave Obama three or four times more.
Still, he says, I clung on just a little longer, giving him and the government the benefit of the doubt. Remember hearing that when it was the first 100 days? Oh, give him time.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. He needs more time.
Mental gymnastics.
And wanting to believe in someone who is actually looking out for America and doing what he thought was necessary to help people, especially after 8 crummy years of George W. Bush. Healthcare, however, was probably the final straw. And how interesting that for somebody who at one time considered themselves a socialist,
healthcare
would be the final issue.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Seeing the massive expenditures for this reform, further growth of government on top of everything else Bush and Obama had done already, and his desire to push it through with such arrogance, and again, the utter lack of questioning of Obama by the very political side I'd once affiliated with.
And at this point, Obama doesn't even care what kind of socialist medicine he gets, what kind of health care reform he gets, as long as he gets something. Mm-hmm. Because he has a lot of political capital on the line here, and it wouldn't matter if it was a box of Band-Aids that he got them to vote on at this point. He has to have health care reform passed in a legitimate way that the media can say, oh, Obama, that's wonderful. Because if they doesn't, then he is useless for the next 4 years. He's out on his bum in 2012, and it's, well, you know, probably more of the same crap we had with Bush.
And he made a deal with Big Pharma, too, to try to get his last plan.
Yes, he did.
Passed.
The other lack of questioning questioning of Obama by the political side I'd once affiliated with pretty much spelled the end of any liberal views left in me. In fact, my statist thinking began to collapse. I no longer saw government as the solution, but government as the problem. It's hard for me to even remember when I exactly started looking up info on libertarianism and the ideas of freedom. But whatever reason, there was a change in me that needed to be fed with information. I got my hands on free market resources that dispelled my myths about market economics and confirmed my increasing suspicions about the nature of government. I found your show, which I began listening to online in late June, and I started a political blog in July. I now fully feel that liberty and freedom is better than force and coercion. That idea of not forcing others to submit to my will was a major change in social thinking for me. I see liberty as a means to working to solving our societal problems, and I see the force of government as the impediment to progress. Finally, I'd like to say one more thing. Evolving from liberal to libertarian presented an interesting change in how I view the world. In retrospect, I think the left sees the world as a rather cruel and self-centered world.
Yes.
And that government must be used to control and fix the world's problems. Mm-hmm. I think libertarianism has a much more realistic view of the world. A world where people overall are looking to succeed and help those in need, but also see that government is either intentionally or unintentionally an impediment to the growth of humanity. Either we respect each other or we don't. If we don't, are we really all that civilized? Thanks for letting me communicate with you guys. Keep up the great show and the good work. From Nick. It's an interesting observation that, and I think it's fairly astute, that people, the liberal types, tend to believe that people are evil. And I think you'd find that amongst conservatives, too. You know, it's just, us white Christians are good folks, but them brown folks are evil. You know, that kind of, everybody else but me is evil mentality. And, of course, the hubris of this is that, well, people are evil except me and my friends, so just elect my friends and I to your elected offices, and we'll keep those evil people in check. No, trust us. We won't get corrupted.
People
by the power.
Have to do what they're told. Otherwise, everything's going to fall apart. If before we had Social Security, old people were living in the streets, eating freaking crumbs that they found on the sidewalk. You know that everything's better when the government controls it. And who cares if they steal most of the money? Who cares if they stuff their pockets full of your cash? It's important that old people don't starve.
Who cares if they kill hundreds of millions of people?
Right. I mean, you know, I was talking to some liberal about this particular issue on the telephone about the Social Security thing. Well, you know, since Social Security was instituted, old people, you know, have had their lives are better now. I don't know your statistics. I'll take your word for it. But I'd also like to point out, since 1941, we've been in a continual state of war. This country has. Maybe that's the result of all these government programs, because the government needs to get the money from somewhere. Have you ever considered that your Social Security problem might be the reason that we're killing people all around the world? And they're like,
Well, also the central bank also, which came even before that, was the engine by which the whole military-industrial complex was built and a lot of the things that, a lot of the problems we have today.
Let's go to your phone calls. Nathan is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up the issue that a lot of Democrats are calling the sending Tea Parties and basically disagreeing with health care and Obama as racists against African-American or black, yep. Whichever you like to
put
it.
Yeah, that's so trite. It's a bunch of baloney.
How convenient.
It's easy. It's an easy thing to do. Rather than address some of the issues that these people have or the concerns that they might have, it's easy to dismiss them as bigots.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, they may actually have something to go on in that there might be some guy who is a racist with some sort of racist sign at one of these events.
Sure.
But that does, it's not fair to paint everybody with that same brush.
I don't think half of them, I don't think a tenth of them are bigots. I think these are people that are, by and large, partisan Republicans that don't want to have this health care system and that they would rather have the stuff that we have today. And I think that that's a mess, too. However, to just call them bigots is absolutely mental sloppiness.
Yeah, well, it's an ad hominem attack, which shows they've got nothing to argue with. They've got no ammo. They're just,
and it's inaccurate.
They're just parroting the party line. They have no logic. They've got no arguments. So they've got to just attack people that way. It's ridiculous.
That's what I was getting today from. And again, it's not necessarily a liberal thing. There are all kinds of people that are statists, you know, whether they're liberal, conservative, or moderate, or whatever the hell they call themselves. That's what I was getting today when I was on the radio here in Keene. You can listen to the archives at freekeene.com, but I was being interviewed for whatever reason. We spent an hour together, and a lot of the callers were, well, you guys are doing it. You guys are counterproductive. Or you a bunch of idiots. You know, you don't really have – I should have asked why we're counterproductive, but I didn't think to do it at the time. But they didn't really have anything too intelligent to say.
Just, you're stupid.
Okay. So anything else on your mind tonight, Nathan?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make the point that these Democrats that are saying these things may be ensuring not like I most presidents to me end up just being fascists that want to control me and you and the people that vote or don't vote for them. But I wanted to bring up the point that they might be ensuring that someone brown skinned, purple skinned, black skinned, whatever, may never be president in the near future because for Caucasians. Who wants to vote for someone you cannot disagree with because you'll be labeled a racist?
Yeah.
So Democrats are actually ensuring, you know, people won't be going too far.
I wonder if they would have, if Hillary Clinton had won, I wonder if they would accuse the protesters of being misogynists. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2. It's on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.